You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth.
We get to talk about youth lead today. What is youth lead? Well, you'll find out in just a moment, but It is a really neat, I don't know if program is the right word. That might be a word to describe it. Well, we'll talk about that in just a minute. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, several representatives from Youth Lead, Ava Dradzinski. She's a Youth Lead executive team member. Ava, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And she also is a student and literally experienced a fire alarm right before this. So if you hear some authentic noises in the background, that's because she literally had to take her phone outside in order to join us for the recording for this program today. Also joining us today, DCE Josh Eckstein. He serves at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in St. Peter's, Missouri. He attended Youth Lead as a youth and now as an adult. Josh, welcome.
Hey, yes, thanks for having me.
Also joining us today, DCE Cindy Twelman. She serves at King of Kings Lutheran Church in Kansas City, Missouri, has attended as an adult for Youth Lead. Cindy, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And the famous host of End Goals podcast and LCMS Youth Ministry Program Manager, DCE Juliana Schultz. Juliana, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
So glad you keep inviting me back.
We always so have fun.
We do.
You know, we invite you to The Coffee Hour. We never get invited to
End Goals. That.
We can do a crossover.
That's true. We've never been on End Goals.
Not that we have anything to talk about on End Goals.
That's actually very true. I don't know what we would talk about.
But we love having you on The Coffee Hour. Wonderful guest. And we are so glad that you shared this story with us today about Youth Lead. So let's start with that. Juliana, what is Youth Lead and who is it for?
So Youth Lead is a program, as you said, from LCMS Youth Ministry, and it's been around for over 40 years. So if you go back a little bit, even just 3 or 4 years in the history, it used to be called Lutheran Youth Fellowship. The retreat used to have lots of different things, but was designed way, way back 40 years ago. Reverend Terry Dittmer, who was a longtime staff member, wanted to provide training to teenagers. And he had a vision of being able to train them as leaders in their congregations and in their districts, and to provide that training using young people who were also leading. So it is a program that we have. We typically run that in a training event at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, depending on the year, to be able to train high school young people to be leaders in their congregation and community.
Ava, what has been your experience in Youth Lead?
Yeah, so I've been going to Youth Lead for, I think, coming on 8 years now. I started my freshman year of high school, and I've gone back ever since, every year ever since. And it's just been a great community. I think the reason I come back is because I went to see these other Lutheran high schoolers who I met, and they're from all over the country. And so I want to reconnect with them. And it's a great opportunity to learn more about your faith and how you can share your story. Because my own experience back home and with my peers in school at my home is that I say, oh, yeah, I'm Lutheran. And they don't know what denomination that is. So it's really cool to learn more about our own denomination and how we can share that with others. And then just to strengthen our own faith with our peers who are also Lutheran.
Now, Cindy, you have attended several Youth Lead as well, maybe close in number to the number that Ava has attended as well. I don't know. How many have you attended, Cindy? Do you know?
I was asked that question when I registered our youth for this upcoming session of Youth Lead. And my response was, I have lost track. I really don't remember how many I've been to.
What would you say?
Quite a few.
What happens in Youth Lead? What should participants expect to experience in Youth Lead?
Well, there's several pieces that I think are key. I see them, first of all, building relationships, as Ava said, with other Lutheran young people. We've had youth from the congregation here in Kansas City connect with people from all across the country, and they still, even though they're beyond the Youth Lead age limits, they still stay in contact with those individuals, but also strengthening their faith through Bible study, being in small groups so that they have a chance to share and talk about that a little bit more, as well as getting a chance to lead and grow in their ability to lead others in devotions and other faith-based material.
Josh, you've been shaking your head a lot. Tell us more about your experiences and what you've experienced as a youth and as an adult.
Yeah. So I remember as a youth, I went, what year was it? 2009, I believe it was, as a high school freshman, as a representative of the North Dakota district. So shout out to all the North Dakotans listening. But yes, so, and that was as a function of our youth leadership on a district scale back in North Dakota. And, but yeah, so my experience there, yes, it's getting to know Lutheran youth from across the country. In my experience, shortly after my, it wasn't called Youth League back there, but back then, but shortly after my Youth League experience is when I first got my Facebook account. And so my earliest Facebook friends and the earliest Facebook photos of me are from Youth League.
That's amazing.
And so like, so far back that like some of these names are like, who are these people again? Oh yeah, that's right. So yes, so definitely building those relationships is an important aspect as well. And then also continuing, at least in my experience from being a youth from North Dakota, part of going to Youth League, and maybe we'll talk about this later too, is taking that experience back home to our home congregations or even our home district. And in my experience as a youth, part of what we went to Youth League for, part of that responsibility is that then those of us that went would then lead that same material in our district high school retreat the following year. And so not only is it a wonderful experience there, but then there's also this element of bringing it back home with you as well, which is crucial.
Juliana, what does the time together look like? What does the schedule look like at Youth League?
Yeah, so it happens over the course of like two half days and two whole days, right? So a typical schedule coming on kind of on a Thursday night, we get to know people, we start some training, and then half of our time is spent on a different curriculum that gets developed every year. It's a video-based curriculum, and it's designed to be easy for young people to lead. And so Ava and the rest of our executive team or whoever is the executive team that year will lead the material. I'm using the video to be able to model what it looks like to lead that material in other places. And so the intention is not only do you do the Bible study, but you're learning how to take it back in some sort of context. And if you can, to teach it to other high schoolers. And then the other half of the time we spend doing leadership, we call it maybe skill development. So how to write a devotion, how to lead a devotion, how to plan an event. And then we spend a pretty decent amount of time getting them together and talking about, okay, what does that look like for you and your gifts and your skills? We have different ways that we help them identify some of those gifts and skills back home. How might that might work for you? Where might you want to step into that kind of leadership in your own congregation or community? So lots that happens. It's a pretty compact weekend. We shove a lot into that schedule. It's a little bit of late nights, early mornings, but it's fun. And we try to keep it interesting and engaging for all those young people as well.
Now, Ava, you're on the executive team. What does that mean? What do you get to do as an executive team member?
Yeah. So on the executive team, me and the rest of the executive team, we're the ones who are leading the program, basically. So we meet up in January and we go over the lesson plan that we're going to be teaching, which is we also talk all year, like almost every month, to kind of compromise about what the lesson we want to be teaching should be. And so then a lot of people come together to create it and write it. And then we learn about it in January. And then we come back in March at the actual Youth League event and we'll break into small groups and we go through the lesson plan and lead these small group sessions to get these other youth to talk about their own experiences and their own thoughts about the material. We also are in charge of the like community building games that go on and just bringing all these youth together and having them have a good time. So that's kind of what the executive team does. There's a lot of behind the scenes, I guess you could say. And also, Juliana mentioned it's a busy couple of days. In fact, I think I've never had to pull an all-nighter at school, but for Youth League, like I've had to pull an all-nighter before, or not had to, but that's like I pulled an all-nighter there at Youth before, you know, just hanging up, talking to Annika and Austin and other people we meet at Youth League. So it's a great time and it's a good community. I love it so much.
And that team's elected every 3 years. So Ava and the rest of her team are on their last year of their cycle. We'll elect a new team of 6 people, and they are lifted by their peers at this event. So lifted up by those other people. And I think that's really one of the things that makes Youth Lead so fantastic is these young people are outstanding. And they do everything from making sure we stay on schedule to picking out the games to giving input, as Ava said, input into all sorts of different program areas, what we decide to do, what we don't do. So they really own that. And then they can model that. Other kids see like, oh, this is something I can do because the executive team is doing it right now in front of me.
No, Cindy, since you've lost track of how many times you've attended Youth Lead, how long have you been a Parish DCE?
Let's see.
You've lost track of that too.
The plaque next to me says 25 years, so it's about 27, I think.
So attending Youth Lead, and this is really about equipping, training young people to serve as leaders in their congregation. What's it like for you as an adult to kind of step back and watch them learn and grow to be equipped to serve as leaders? And for the youth executive team, the Youth Lead executive team made up of youth leading that, what's it like for you to, I guess, maybe step back a little bit and watch that all happen?
I think that's one of my favorite parts of Youth Lead is to bring the young people there. They receive the training and then to see them take it back. I started attending Youth Lead back when it was Clifford with the Kansas District Youth Representatives and seeing them and then kids from my own congregations through the years take the materials and implement the materials, but also just hearing their thoughts, their opinions, and on other matters within the congregation and encouraging them to step up. I always tell people, don't tell me that the youth are the future of the church. Because to me, the youth are the church today. They're baptized members and they're the future leaders of the church. And Youth Lead helps them to develop those skills as leaders within the church and in the community.
We're learning about Youth Lead today, talking with the Youth Leader Executive Team and some DCE friends as well who have participated in Youth Lead. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking about Youth Lead with several DCEs. I'm very outnumbered again today, but that's okay. DCE Juliana Schultz, DCE Cindy Twillman, DCE Josh Eckstein, and Ava Drudzinski, Youth Lead Executive Team Member. We've been talking about a lot of individual experiences and how what all of you have experienced at Youth Lead. How have you seen, Cindy, how have you seen Youth Lead build up leaders in your congregation over the years?
Sure. I try to kind of choose, well, I choose every year the students that I bring who I've seen have some leadership characteristics, but maybe also have that fear, that anxiety about stepping forward and being a leader. I've just seen them at Youth Lead become more confident in their own abilities, the talents that God has given them. And I've seen them step forward and use those in a variety of ways in the congregation, whether it be with the youth or even in conversations with adults in the congregation.
Josh, how about for you? How has Youth Lead been made a difference for your congregation?
Yeah, I'm thinking back in my first call was in Augusta, Georgia, and that's the time that I went to Youth Lead as an adult. And so the youth that I chose, we had a small but mighty a youth leadership team there in Augusta. And so two of the youth that we had there, we were able to have be representatives of the Florida Georgia district. And so they helped us get over there. And yeah, it was a wonderful experience for the both of them, for them to see other youth, because Georgia's not known for its abundance of Lutherans. And so it was nice for them to be able to interact with other people who believe and confess the same things, which is great. And even just time to explore their own vocations. As Juliana was saying, you know, there's, of course, time for Bible study, time for connecting, but there's also time for leadership development, even like figuring out or developing your strengths as a leader. And I remember even one of my youth in one of our breakout sessions, you know, recognized or realized, you know, he wanted to pursue a director of parish music that he didn't really know existed before then. And so that was an opportunity that he otherwise wouldn't have had if he didn't go. And then also, you know, again, bringing that home to the district and our church as well is a important part of that too. In our case, that was 2022 was when I went as an adult with our youth. And that's kind of still on the heels of COVID. And so we weren't able to do something like in person necessarily, but we were able to do like a video Bible study in conjunction with the district that they would then send out that other churches could access. And so that was at least our way of being able to send that material to our home district, which was great.
Ava, you're in university now. You've been involved in Youth Lead for quite a few years. How has this experience shaped how you see yourself serving in the church in your future years?
Yeah, when I was asked to go to Youth Lead, I'm a very shy person. So I was like, oh, I'm not a good leader. So it's great to see that it takes all kinds and all different kinds of personalities and people can be leaders. I think it's great because the executive team, we all have our distinct personalities and I think we balance each other really well. So I don't think there's not one type of person who deserves to go to Youth Lead. Anyone can be a leader. And it has really helped me come out of my shell. I feel when I was a tiny freshman in high school, I don't think I spoke but like twice in my small group. But then as I went more and more and saw familiar faces going back and went with like my pastor and stuff, I came more out of my shell. And now here at Auburn University, I go to Trinity Lutheran Church and I've helped with the college youth Bible study. So I've been like the vice president or just like a helper to create our Bible study plans and our fall and spring retreats. So that's how I've gotten involved. Am here at Auburn University, and then I still stay really involved in my church back home in Montgomery. So yeah, I think it's just a good opportunity to see that you don't have to be anything crazy to still make a difference in your church and in the community even, too.
You don't have to be anything crazy like a DCE to make a difference.
Yeah, right? Like all of the rest of you.
You can be,
yes,
but you don't have to be anything crazy. So let's start with the person who probably does the most research in this room. Let's start with Juliana. Why are young leaders important for congregations? And we'll also get some practical responses too from those in the parish.
Yeah, I mean, so we can see statistically from our millennials and I'm hoping you're wanting to quote my research on this, right?
Yes, please.
we asked about the age of your youngest leader and what that correlated to for us really told us that it helped retain young people in the church, helped retain young people in the LCMS and helped attract young people to the church. And we have lots of reasons for that. I think kind of the primary ones we say is that like we see in Youth Lead, having a model of having a young leader helps other young leaders see themselves as able to step into those roles. It's easier for them to look at Ava and say, hey, I can be a leader like that, than it is for somebody who's maybe in their 50s, their parents' age or older. So that helps. I think having young leaders making decisions about the direction we do, the resources we use, what we talk about, helps us to then be more in line with what young people want to hear, what they want to talk about, what they want to know and understand. So there are a lot of great reasons we can see in congregations why empowering those young leaders can have a really fantastic benefit to your retention overall.
Josh, what about you? What have you seen in the parish? Why young leaders are important?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I think whether it's in an official capacity, whether you have a youth leadership team or they're serving on a board or something, obviously, yes, they get all of those opportunities to kind of direct the ministry in a way that's more with the youth, not for or even to the youth, but they're involved in it. And as Juliana was saying, you know, to actually explore the things they want to learn about or do. But even thinking about it, if your congregation is in a place that having them in a quote unquote official capacity isn't as reasonable, even in an unofficial capacity, I can think of many members in our congregation on like usher teams where their children help them, whether they're youth age or even younger. And that even gives them a taste of those opportunities that maybe not even in a position where they make decisions, but they recognize that, you know, here in the church, they're able to contribute. They're, as what was said before, they're not the church of tomorrow, but the church of right now. I mean, they are brothers and sisters in Christ, as is everyone else in our congregation. And so any opportunity, whether it's in an official capacity or quote unquote unofficial, is beneficial for both the youth and for even the adults to see that the younger ones are helping out in those ways too.
Cindy, from your perspective as a parish DCE, why is it important to have young leaders in congregations?
And yeah, it's important to me to see them valued for the skills, the talents they've been given, and for their opinions. One of the things that I've implemented here recently is just asking the kids, what do you want for youth activities? What do you want in the youth ministry? And seeing them freely sharing their opinions and helping them to see that they are valued for how God has gifted them, I think it is important. The conversation with them one time in Sunday school, and they're like, "Well, Cindy, sometimes the old people just look down on us and don't appreciate us." And so we had that conversation about how they are valued, and just helping them to see that, and then helping the older generations to see that as well.
Ava, why is it important to you to have young leaders in congregations?
Well, I'm a military kid, so I've been in a couple of different congregations. So I've experienced it at all. I've experienced some churches that have a lot of youth, and then some churches where the numbers dwindled. And then one time it was just me and my family. And the churches where there are other youth to interact with and talk to, because they relate to the same situation you're in and have the same thoughts and ideas, it's so great to be able to have those peers to talk to rather than being all alone. So yeah, I guess if that's the obvious statement, but yeah.
Juliana, what's the outlook for Youth Lead for this year?
Yeah, so we have registration open now. So you can go to lcms.org/youthlead and look at the information for those dates. And now for our March event here in St. Louis, we've already got 21 people registered. We tap out at 90, so registrations early are always great. So we're really excited about that. And if you're going to be coming to the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans this summer, we will have a space to talk about Youth Lead. Youth Lead will be one of our session leaders. Our executive team will be one of the session leaders. So you can connect with Youth Lead there as well.
Very good. And this usually takes place in early spring. Is that right?
It does.
March?
March.
All right. Very good. You can find that at lcms.org/youthlead coming up in early spring in March. A few days here in St. Louis, right? Is where Youth Lead usually meets?
It is. Our dates are a little different this year, which is why they didn't immediately come to mind, because we're actually going from a Saturday to a Tuesday rather than a Thursday to a Sunday this year. Hopefully just a one-year thing. So it's going to be Saturday, March the 8th through March the 11th.
Very good. Close to spring break maybe for some students
hopefully.
As well. So that's coming up in March 2025. We want to thank our guests for joining us today, sharing about Youth Lead. And again, you can find more information about that at lcms.org/youthlead. Our guest today, Ava Drodzinski, she's a Youth Lead executive team member. Ava, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And DCE Josh Eckstein, Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church here in St. Peter's, Missouri. Josh, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
DCE Cindy Twillman, King of Kings Lutheran Church in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you for the opportunity to share.
And DCE Juliana Schultz, Program Manager for LCMS Youth Ministry and one of the hosts of End Goals podcast you can find on kfuo.org. Juliana, always great to have you. Thanks for being our guest.
Always a pleasant time.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@kfuo.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.